Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was ridiculously hilarious because it was with Tig Notaro.
You laughed the entire time. I was in the bedroom reading comics, listening to you laugh and laugh
Just laugh because well, her timing is so funny. And she, at one point, she goes, you know, I really liked, she was talking about some actress that came onto her show under a rock, which is a famous actress named Kaylee something who's on Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
And she was saying how she's like, you know how I kind of like
show
to
is
be
called
ribbed.
Under a Rock.
Yeah. Tig Notaro's show is called Under a Rock. And Tig goes, you know how sometimes I like to be ribbed? And I did not know that, but I know that Tig loves a ribbing. She likes to rib and be ribbed.
Okay.
A little
smack talk. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, a little smack talk, a little ball busting, a little. Okay. There was a fair amount of that during
was
the beginning.
Was it ribald?
It was not. It was not particularly ribald or ribald. And it's not Tig Notaro. It's Tig Notaro, which I have been saying incorrectly for these 20 years.
Notaro.
But and I found out that she does have an online presence, because remember the time when I was her on Twitter?
Yes.
So she's not on Twitter, but she is on Instagram. Her and her cat share an Instagram account. Pretty sure she does most of the heavy lifting on that.
Probably. I'm sure the cat's.
But it's called The Real Fluff Notaro.
Okay.
And
The Real Fluff Notaro.
And you got a good laugh when she just left the house on you naming one of the cats James Cagney.
Okay, right, because he says, yeah,
meow, yeah, meow. So her dorkdom was veganism. And it was going to be Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, right.
But we started immediately talking about food, and she was like, nope, now I want my dorkdom to be veganism.
All right.
Plant-based food products.
Plant-based food? Did we learn anything? Do we have some good options?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I had her look up our neighborhood, and there's something called the Crimson's Cajun Kitchen.
We've eaten there several times. It's very good.
We've eaten at the vegan restaurant, the Crimson's Cajun Kitchen?
Yeah, Crimson's.
Where is it? On Victory?
On Victory, and we've eaten there, you and I, we've eaten there with Brian Totosky.
What? I thought I had brought something new to this relationship. Clearly, I
Well, you
have
did. We were there together. It was
I don't
new
think
to
I
us.
Found it.
It was new to us then.
Well, I feel like I've taken you for a buggy ride before we've even begun. But it was fascinating. And you could name any town in the country almost, and she would come up with a food to get and a restaurant to go to.
All right.
She said that there is a chain called By Chloe, and there's one in Boston that I should go to this weekend and have a meatball sub.
Delicious.
And then text her about it.
Delicious.
A vegan meatball sub.
All right.
There you go.
Well, that sounds awesome.
It was a great episode.